AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, for the first time, Boeing has launched astronauts into space. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Ignition and liftoff of Starliner.
Starliner joins SpaceX as a shuttle service for NASA to the International Space Station. Just before liftoff, astronaut Butch Wilmore said he and fellow astronaut Sonny Williams were proud to be part of the mission.
Now let's put some fire in this rocket. Now let's push it to the heavens where all these tough Americans have prepared it to be.
Let's go, Calypso. Take us to space and back.
Saturday's launch was scrubbed because of a faulty power unit on one of the three redundant computers. In May, a bad valve inside the Atlas V rocket scrapped that launch. I'm Julie Walker.
Today, in a sensitive Palestinian area of Jerusalem, thousands of mostly ultra-nationalist Israelis took part in an annual march, with some stoking already surging wartime tensions by chanting death to Arabs. In Delaware, Hunter Biden's ex-wife, Kathleen Buell, has taken the witness stand at his federal gun trial. Prosecutors have finished their redirect of FBI agent Erica Jensen. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for a windfall tax on profits of fossil fuel companies to help pay for the fight against global warming, decrying them as the godfathers of climate chaos.
If money makes the world go round, today's unequal financial flows are sending us spinning towards disaster. The global financial system must be part of the climate solution.
The body of a 77-year-old man has been found after a house exploded near Chicago. The Stanley Cup Final will mark the first time a major sports league airs games in American Sign Language. This is AP News. A gunman targeted the U.S. Embassy in Lebanon near Beirut.
In a shootout that injured an embassy security guard, say officials, the gunman was shot in the stomach and leg, captured by Lebanon's military, and taken to a hospital, they say. A man who works at a gas station in the area says he heard about 15 to 20 rounds of gunfire and ran over to see what was happening, but the army blocked him from going forward. There is no immediate word about a motive for this shooting, but photos appear to show a bloodied attacker wearing a black vest with the word Islamic State written on it. Soon after the shooting, Lebanon identified the suspect as a Syrian national. The U.S. Embassy is wishing the injured embassy security guard a full recovery, but says out of respect for his privacy, can't say anything more. Lebanon says investigations are underway. I'm Rita Foley.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrators occupied a building that houses the offices of Stanford University's president and provost. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.